But I don't know if they called them the harmonicas then or not. It seems to me that it was strictly a mouth harp.
Oh, I loved mine. I had a Honer Marine Band.
Yeah. One of the better ones. You didn't have any of these 10-centers.
Oh, yeah, I had those. But then when I got bigger, I knew if I had a good one, I could make real music. Oh, Black Joe would sound better. I gave that away over in England. Found a fella who could play it. There was universal acclaim that he owned it.
So. Well, when I was a boy, this here Jew's harp. I never had one. My brother had one, and he used to make something out of it. And I thought they were completely out of existence. But last fall, the boys went to Oklahoma City on Penn Square down there. Of course, they were waiting for the girls who had time to kill, and they come home with a Jew's harp. They walked into a music store, and they bought them a Jew's harp. They haven't done very much with it.
I got one of those about a month and a half ago. I thought, oh boy, there's one, and I flopped it a couple times and wanted to throw it away. It sounds just like it did when I was a kid. if you wanted somebody to take a horse and put the things on it and then attach the horse to the wagon, what would you tell them to do?
Hitch up the horse.
And that would mean put on the harness and...
Well, ordinarily you would say harness the horse or something like mm-hmm. that. Harness up old Maud or something like that mm-hmm. and hitch her up to the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be the expression used.
Mm-hmm. In your buggy, was the whip a special thing?
We more often than not used a willow pole in ours because they were free,
mm-hmm.
but people who had a Sunday buggy or something like that ordinarily had an uptown whip.
Mm-hmm. The young blades maybe spent more money for those just to show off? Or
I imagine that was part of it. After all, they put trimmings on them just like the boys nowadays put hubcaps and things on it. These harnesses had all these here celluloid rings and all. Boy, they were really dressed up, of course. That's a little bit early for me. I don't, not too much. As a 5 or 6 year old boy, I remember getting a nickel for washing my brother's buggy so he could go girling. So they kept them clean in those days too, just like that.
Uh-huh. So he could go girling, huh?
Of course, that was his courting buggy, and then naturally,
when you drove a buggy, what did you call the things that you held in your hands?
I think with us it was always lines.
Mm-hmm. And did I ask you what you said to make the horses stop?
Well, we generally said get up.
Mm-hmm. And which way would they go?
They'd go forward.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to stop them?
We either would or pull back on the lines.
When they were going, if you wanted them to go faster, what did you say to them?
Oh, we probably didn't say very much. We probably spanked them a little bit or popped them with the lines. That was a common way of speeding them up, is flopping them over the back with the lines.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted them to, let's see, get up, then they'd go forward.
Yeah.
What did you say to make them go the other way?
Back up.
Mm-hmm.
Wool back.
Then which way would they go?
Well, they wouldn't ordinarily go back unless you pulled back on the lines to kind of tell them what you really wanted to do. And our horses never were trained to go by voice.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special terms to make them go to the right or the left?
No.
Did you have any special name for the left-hand horse?
No, not any special name. Each one of our horses were named, but not any.
Wasn't the near horse or the off horse or the night?
I think that they a lot of times they talked about things like that, but